Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, COVID-19 has impacted many industries globally, and the virus, like any crisis, has merely highlighted both the need and the urgency for digital transformation. With the reopening of economies, it's time for industries and businesses to look to business recovery plans powered by all this technology that they've been exposed to. One such technology is low-code application development. We're catching up with Mark Weezer, Vice President of OutSystems APEC. Mark, thanks for joining us today. Lovely to speak to you again.
Hi, Howie. Nice to chat with you again. Good evening.
So the last time we spoke, it was emerging technologies which were causing tremendous disruption. Today, it's obviously the pandemic. So from your perspective, what are businesses' biggest challenges now?
Well, I think there's a lot of challenges in business now with this pandemic. You know, supply chain disruption being one, the rerouting of orders, delays, disputes with vendors. You look at the challenge that companies have today with operations, you know, providing safe field services in the environment around COVID-19, maintaining their infrastructure, maintaining their staff availability. A lot of companies have problems with, you know, sales and payment issues these days, just keep the cash flow going. And then, of course, government regulation now, you know, needing to comply, you know, with government's regulations are sometimes a burden to companies today.
How long is this list, Mark?
It's pretty long. I think that was only a few of many challenges that all businesses are faced now, and it certainly has a big impact on our industry in low-code.
You also talked to us about how low-code can be described as automating the entire artisanal process of building software, and that obviously will help a company become more nimble about building software, and businesses then become more agile to be able to respond to this kind of ever-changing landscape and obviously these kinds of big impacting events. So low-code seems well-placed to help. How? In what areas?
Yeah, I think there's several areas that low-code can help. I think, first of all, is speed. In this type of environment, you need to build things and adapt to the business environment much faster. And low-code, you know, up to five times faster with independent analysis of low-code versus traditional development. We see that actually increasing to 10 times or 20 times faster over coming years with AI infused into the platform. Another major benefit would be the agility to make changes on the fly. You know, in this kind of environment, you know, we don't know how long this pandemic's going to last, and we don't know what the after effects are going to be. So companies are going to need to maintain their agility as business requirements change. And I think the most important thing in this kind of environment, you know, if you're a CIO today, you've really moved into an emergency cost optimization, which means that, you know, you'll prioritize your investments, you know, on operations that keep your business running, firstly, and then secondly, keep the revenue flowing. And any kind of a project will need to deliver value much quicker. And that's where low code comes in, you know, to be able to get value for a project, you know, in a short period of time rather than the traditional way, which sometimes could take a year or more to deliver value.
But certainly something like, say, replacing the old systems that don't seem to be up to scratch, replacing that so that I can utilize low code, digitally transform, so to speak, shouldn't be put on the back burner, should it?
Absolutely not. I think many companies had a 4 or 5 year plan to digitally transform. I think COVID-19 has moved that up, you know, considerably. Many companies, you know, in order to survive, are going to have to adopt to a new normal very, very quickly if they want to prosper in this environment and what comes out of the post environment, post COVID-19 environment as well.
So that's accelerated things, hasn't it? The pandemic. Actually, last time we spoke, you said 5 to 7 years. Now that's down to 1 to 2 years.
Yeah, we think a couple of years. You know, this is a crisis for many, many companies, as you can imagine. You know, almost all major enterprises, Howie, now need to rewrite their corporate strategy as a result of this pandemic, which was kind of a black swan for all of us. I think some people may have said, well, a pandemic's coming, but they didn't know when. So it's those companies that have weak digital strategies that are going to need to build out these digital services quickly. So think low code as a potential remedy. Supply chains are under massive stress, you know, with this COVID-19 pandemic. And a lot of companies have, you know, legacy systems that you know, are very complex and haven't reacted and scaled well to this kind of environment where people are working remotely and you know, may be doing so, you know, in the future for quite some time. Low code is, you know, a really good solution to be able to update legacy systems quickly and not take a year or two to do it. And I think a lot of companies are also experiencing very harsh reality around not providing a mobile and cloud-based, you know, workforce. And low-code is one enabler for that.
So you've mentioned a couple of those superpowers of IT, the convergence of them, cloud, mobile, IoT, and AI, and the pandemic can fit into that as well?
Well, I think the pandemic obviously, you know, creates a much more urgency to actually implement these superpowers of IT. I mean, you remember very, very well. You know, we hear about a lot of, you know, challenges that companies have moving forward, but, you know, there's some companies that have prospered tremendously during the pandemic, you know, very well-known names, Netflix, Zoom teleconferencing, you know, many people are using that tool. Amazon, Alibaba, you know, have done extremely well in this pandemic. And you ask yourself, you know, besides being, you know, highly valuable, you know, successful companies, what's different about them, you know, than companies that have struggled with the pandemic? And one of the basic, you know, tenets of their success is that they're cloud software companies. They provide amazing customer experiences, modern architecture, low legacy. And, you know, companies that haven't prospered as well still can survive and be competitive, but they're going to have to fix some of those broken experiences. They're going to have to update their legacy and their technical debt, and they're going to have to do it quickly if they want to have a good future as we move through this pandemic.
We're speaking with Mark Weiser, who's Vice President of OutSystems at APEC. Talk to us about low-code's role in helping a business chart recovery.
What it really can do, low-code can help you, is, you know, if you can really prioritize kind of what your application pipeline looks like, you can get, you know, results quite quickly. And you need to kind of find the right type of platform to kind of unshackle your IT environment. I think in this kind of environment as well, you need to focus on the kind of projects that can deliver value quickly and that you can defend, you know, with your CFO. So I think, you know, companies all have an opportunity to look at their technologies to make themselves much more agile in this kind of environment. Because I think what we don't realize is that how long is this pandemic going to last? And we it's like a big earthquake. I mean, I grew up in California, and we had big earthquakes. The thing we always knew is that after an earthquake, we would have a lot of aftershocks. And I think this is what we're going to have in this kind of environment. Even if we get a vaccine or some therapeutic treatment, there's going to be significant aftershocks to this type of environment, and you will see geopolitical changes, cultural changes, and companies got to adapt not only to this pandemic, but what the after effects are going to be. So low code can you know, make you much more agile to be able to deliver value quickly, to be able to address technical debt, to be able to build apps that can delight your customers in this kind of environment, because markets are going to change quite quickly.
Give us an example. Are there some people in Asia or some entities in Asia that have successfully used low code?
Well, many, actually. We have, I believe, over 400 customers now in Asia, and it's growing very, very quickly. I can give you some good examples. We normally categorize low-code into three different types of use cases. The first one is what we call digital operations to quickly develop internal B2B apps. Another is what we call digital experiences, mobile apps for customer experience. And then one of the fastest-growing areas is what we call digital core, to be able to augment and replace technical debt and old systems. And I know in Singapore we have, you know, many customers in the government across multiple ministries that in support of the Smart Nation initiative have developed low code solutions with OutSystems. But some specific examples, for example, we have a security company in Singapore that built over 20 apps in 6 months, mobile enabled, you know, many legacy applications, and built customizations over their legacy ERP to extend the value. We also have one of the largest telcos in Asia that have deployed the platform, you know, at scale, built and maintained over 60 apps on the platform, and you know, got tremendous, you know, developer productivity versus hand coding. We've got some customers that have developed some really great mobile apps on the platform. We have a major insurance provider in Asia that launched a mobile app in 3 months that helped them generate a lot more revenue and increase their market share. So, not only are there examples in you know, just normal types of businesses, but we've had a lot of customers, Howie, develop COVID-19-related applications on the platform.
I imagine the developers aren't too happy, but it's not a case of low-code will replace developers, right? They can go hand-in-hand.
No, actually, not at all. Low-code actually helps developers to become much more productive by taking out, you know, the monotony out of coding and through this kind of automation. And if I could kind of use an example, an analogy. So really over the last 30 years, you know, IT has been responsible for, you know, a lot of productivity gains for enterprises. But ironically, you know, the process of building software has remained pretty much a hand task, an artisan task by coders. So, for example, if you take the car industry, you know, early in the 20th century, the earliest cars were all entirely handmade, much like software today. But today, a modern Tesla factory, you know, would be almost entirely automated. And the same is going to happen with low code and software development. It's a process of automation. So if you're a developer, your role is going to change. It's still going to be extremely important. I think that the demand for applications is far greater than the amount of developers that are currently out there. So if you're a developer, you know, what you're going to need to do is focus more on the value added areas of software development, such as the user experience, the user interface, and the architecture. Those are the kind of skills that are going to become most important and valuable to organizations going forward. But like all change, you know, it requires a change in mindset.
I see.
And an adaptation to the trend. So some developers will resist, but others will see the trend and they'll reskill themselves.
Seems true of all jobs, right, Mark? Thanks to technology.
Absolutely. You know, the change in mindset's important, but it's also important for, you know, society and certainly companies like OutSystems to provide, you know, training in this kind of a transition. I know that the Singapore government does that through, you know, companies like Skills Future. We provide a lot of online training for developers to reskill around low code. It doesn't mean that they won't need their old skills. It just means that they need to maintain their relevance going forward. We sponsor a lot of hackathons. We sponsor developer communities. And we actually also allow anyone, including yourself, to download a personal version, you know, at outsystems.com. I've had many customers tell me that they've had their teenagers that are interested in computer science go onto our website and download a personal version and actually develop an app
just like that. Mark Weiser, Vice President of OutSystems at APEC. Mark, thanks so much for joining us today and stay safe.
Thank you very much, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.